In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today we celebrate one of the major feasts of the Lord. This is the feast of the entry of the Lord to Jerusalem as a king, received by a crowd that cheered for him, Hosanna to the Son of David. And this wonderful week that started with the people receiving him as the Messiah who is to come to deliver his people. After 5 days from now, the same crowd will cry, so crucify him. And here there is a lesson for all of us. Yes, we might receive the Lord as a king, and this sometimes we waver from this faith. And maybe in some other occasions, unfortunately, we find ourselves that we are tempted to go even with other crowd and we cry against him. So the lesson that we want to look at today and reflect on is the lesson on steadfastness. يعني إيه الإنسان يبقى ثابت في ربنا الثبات في الله. So King David cried to the Lord in Psalm 57, told him, "My heart is steadfast, O Lord, my heart is steadfast." Today we want all of us to cry with the same psalm, saying to him, our heart is steadfast, O Lord, we are ready for you and we are going to stick with you as well. So we will speak about four main points. What are the different aspects of steadfastness? And what are the different types of people along the way? What is the importance of being steadfast? And the last point is, how can we acquire steadfastness in our relationship with God? The first point is, what are the aspects of steadfastness? In which areas exactly we should be steady with God? The first one is we should be steadfast in our faith. Our forefathers taught us how they lived, and their faith did not change or alter. They kept it for us for thousands of years, because what they believed, they hold on, and they communicated this, and they conveyed to us without blemish. Are we like them, or sometimes we doubt our faith, and we think, then are we the only people who are thinking or believing in the right stuff? We say this statement because sometimes we do not know exactly why we believe in the way we believe in. We consider it as something that's maybe ethnic. We are like this, or we are the Coptic people. This doesn't make us in any way right. And here, the truth is so much diminished to become our truth, not the truth that was communicated from God to us in order for us to keep to the end of time. We should be steadfast in our faith. What we believe, we embrace, we express, we witness to it, and also we do not waver from it. We should also be steadfast in God's love. St. Paul says to the Romans, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword?" Maybe we love God when things are going okay with us. Maybe we all feel like we have good feelings towards God when things are going in our favor. But this is not the true love to God. The true love of God is when these things happen, the persecution, the famine, the nakedness, the peril. At that time, our love towards God is going to be tested. And then we have also to have this kind of love that nothing is going to separate us from God. Because we know that He is much wiser than us. Because we know that the one who gave us Himself is not going to change. His love is not going to be up to if we are good or bad. He will always love us as a children. Then nothing should separate us from His love. We should be steady in loving Him and realizing and recognizing, acknowledging His love towards us. We should also be steady in striving for holiness. لازم أيضا يا أحباء أن احنا نكون ثابتين في جهادنا لاقتناء القداسة. This is not something that we pursue during a holy week like this, where we feel like everything is helping us in order to be holy. But later on, once the feast is there, then that's the end of the story. We should be striving till bloodshed, as St. Paul says to the Hebrews, and we should be striving every day. It's a strive because it's not easy. It will never be easy. Everything around us is suggestive of being of sin that's in the world. Everything will try always to push us away from God. Being steady and striving means I carry on this on day-to-day basis to the end of time. We should also be steady in the Christian virtues that we believe in. St. Paul said to the Corinthians, encouraging and strengthening them, he says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. أن تعبكم ليس باطلا في الرب. Yes, we may love others around us, but the real test is how far we go with this love. Maybe on certain days we are more able to bear with one another, but the real test is how many days we can go like this and how much we can take from others. Maybe I can forgive some people at a certain time in certain situations, but the real test is that I forgive everyone no matter how much the hurt that was caused by him or her to me. The second point will be about the different types of people. Along the way, there are certain people who only desire to walk with God. The whole thing is about a wish. I want to be a godly person. I want to be as God wants me to be. But nothing more. No steps is taken, no seriousness along the way. The only thing starts and finishes as a wish. We live with this wish, promising ourselves that tomorrow is going to be a different day. I'm going to pursue what I wish tomorrow. And tomorrow never comes, unfortunately, with this type of people. The second type of people are some who turn to God temporarily and soon they turn to another pursuit, like Demas, the disciple of St. Paul. He was an active disciple. He preached with him, he supported his ministry, but then St. Paul says to Timothy in his second epistle, for Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world. This man, unfortunately, started, walked, but later on, another desire came to his heart. Another love came and took over his heart. Some other people, they keep on planning for beginnings, but with no follow-through. They begin maybe often, maybe every month, every fast, which is good. But the problem is they are never able to finish the race. St. Paul, when he spoke at the end of his time on earth here to Timothy, he told that I have finished the race. Yes, we start the race. I'm sure that during these days, we all have this desire that I want to walk with God. We come to the church often and we try to repent and we try to change our ways, which is great. But the test is what's going to happen when the holy 50 days will come. Am I going to follow through? Am I going to conclude the 50 days with the same zeal that I have now? Or what moved during this holy week will end by the feast of the resurrection? Some people, they try to walk the path, but unfortunately with double interests and double loyalties. And soon they will be discouraged and turn away. I walk the way and I have in my heart some kind of division that's already exists. I love the church, I love God, and I love other things that I know are against God. God will never reign on a heart that is divided. He will never be able to fulfill the purpose of this person if I have another love in my heart that's not according to his will. No matter how hard we try or we convince ourselves that things can go well while I'm holding the stick from the middle. I can be with God on Sunday and I can be somebody else from Monday to Friday. There's nothing wrong with it. As far as I come to the church on Sunday, it shouldn't be a big deal. But unfortunately, no one walked this way, was able to finish the way to the end. And some, they pursue the way with a steadfast heart. People who are steady along the way. It doesn't mean that they don't fall or sometimes they doubt or they come and be taken in a certain temptation. But at the end of the day, the way will never change. They might fall, but soon they stand and they keep walking. They know what they are after, and this goal will never be changed, even if they weaken along the way. The third point that we talk about it today is about the importance. Why it is important to be steady with God? Why this is something crucial for us? The first thing that we have to believe is, while walking, we are going to face many tribulations. Many things are going to push us away. If I am not steady, easily I will fall. This is what the Lord warned the people at the end of the sermon on the mountain when he said to them, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will like them to a wise man who built his house on the rock, and the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. Don't think that because things are going well, it's going to stay like this. Or don't assume that because everything is peaceful and you are navigating now more or less on a calm water, that things are going to be like this all the time. We have to be ready for a rainy day, for the storm that might come from any side. If we are not steady, we will easily fall. And the flood took many people and they washed away many houses that was built on the sand. It's important to be steady because this is the only way we can stand before tribulations and temptations. Also, being double-minded is not going only to harm us along our spiritual pursuit, but also in our day-to-day life. St. James says to us about this phenomenon, being double-minded. A double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. Not only the way of the Lord, but everything else. Making a decision will be always a challenge. And this person always keep on questioning if I'm doing the right thing or not. I do not know how to make a decision. I always, whenever I, at the time, I'm troubled. And then when I make a decision, I easily go back and I regret it. And I wish I never did this. Why? Because I have this problem, a double-minded person. This is going to hurt in everything, not only on the way to the Lord. Steadfastness also is a mandate to experience growth. We cannot grow if today I go and I seed something and tomorrow I go and block it out. There is no way, well, I go today in order for me to water what I seeded yesterday and then tomorrow I think of another field where I am going to go and seed something else. We cannot grow if we are not sure. We cannot grow if we are not steadfast. At the end, only those who endure to the end will be saved. Only those who endure to the end will be saved. Our salvation is so much related to this point, to be steadfast in the way of the Lord. The last point that I'm going to talk with you about today is how can we acquire this steadfastness? First, to define what is the goal, what is the aim, what I am after. The clear goal will keep me running. The clear goal will always dictate what I am doing, will tell me this is right or wrong, because I always measure it against, am I going to end up reaching the goal or not? If the goal is not clear, is hazy, I do not know really what I am after, then I will never be steady on the way to God. Am I after God or I am after God's gifts? Is him whom I am pursuing or the blessings that he can give to me? No one can answer this question except you and me. No matter how hard we try even to cover it up, we only know if we are after God or after what he can give. Those people who are cheering for the Lord today while he is coming to Jerusalem, what exactly they were after? Were they happy with him being a king in his humility to reign over their hearts? Or they were thinking of, this is the man who is going to deliver us from the hands of the Romans. We are cheering for him because he is going to restore the kingdom of Israel. This is really what we are after. In heart, we do not like him being a humble person. Yes, maybe this is going to be the beginning. Maybe later on, he will come on a horse and he is going to show us his strength and regaining the kingdom. That's why they were easily and quickly disappointed and frustrated with him. When they saw him on Friday, sentenced and tried by the high priest, they despised him. Is this the one whom we received 5 days ago? Unfortunately, they were not after him. They were after what he can give to them. We read about the Lord. Now it came to pass in his way to Jerusalem, when the time had come for him to be received up, that he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. While he was going to Jerusalem, on the contrary, his goal was clear, and his eyes were fixed on the cross. He did not see this crowd. He was not tempted with it in order to feel like, okay, let me rain on the people according to what they desire. I came to be crucified and nothing is going to change what I am after. The clear goal makes the pursuit steady and the difficulties subject to us. If I don't have the clear goal, definitely I will fall along the way. The second point, how to acquire steadfastness, is asking myself, who leads me at the end of the day? Maybe in many occasions during the day, I have many thoughts, many inputs. But at the end of the day, I make a decision. But based on what? We all get tempted. We all have different thoughts that's maybe not godly. But what makes the difference between people is, at the end of the day, which voice I'm going to listen to? Who leads me? Are they my desires, my passions, my wishes? Is it my mind? And what makes sense? If it doesn't make sense at the end of the day, no matter who says, even if it's the Bible, I'm not going to pursue it. Or is the Spirit of God that can lead me in order for me to do God's will? Those people who gave their life for Christ, doesn't make sense. Those who sacrificed everything to go after him and worship him, it doesn't make sense. Why did they do this? They were led by the Spirit of God. That's why they were steady. The third point, how we acquire steadfastness, is by acquiring roots. If you want a tree that to stand before the winds, we have to know that the trees have to have roots. The roots is what again make it steady in front of the storms and in front of the winds. What are the roots? The roots are what hold us in ground. It is the experience with God. It is when we taste him. You remember the man born blind, when they told him, this man is a sinner. This is a wind coming again, is the faith of this man. This small shroud that just appeared. What made him to stay where he is? He told them, is he a sinner? I don't know. But I know one thing, I was blind and now I see. These are my roots, my experience with him. That's why he was able to stand. Typically, many people do not stand before the trials and temptations because there are no roots. Everything is very superficial and shallow. There are nothing that hold on the ground. These are the practices that we do it as true Christians. Our asceticism that we pursue during the fasting days, our selflessness, our humility, all of these are roots. Maybe you have practices, but are they with this spirit of humility or not? A question for all of us today to answer. If we taste God, if we really know him, this is going to hold us at the time of temptations. The last point, we acquire steadfastness also with an external support. No matter how strong we are in faith and God's love, in knowing him, we will all have time where we are shaken and things are beyond our ability to endure. At that time, we receive support from others. Those people who care about us truly, who truly love them, who love us from their heart, who truly feel that they are members with us in the body of Christ. That's why we cannot make it alone. We need others. Others are going to support us and make us to continue the way with a steadfast heart in order for us to be able to continue to the end. May the Lord, who reign today over the heart of many people who understood what he is after and they loved him in his humility and his love and received in his heart, keep us always steady and bless us with this steadfastness to the end. Glory be to God forever and ever.